Frankie Blue. Frankie Blue. Frankie Blue. Hi, Frankie Blue.
And a oop. And a oop.
Okay, so solo pod today. I took the day off because I had a dentist appointment at 10:30. So I got to sleep in a little with the wife. Woke up, made some coffee, drank some coffee, and I stared out the window with our dumb, annoying cat, Frankie Blue Nicholas, who's handsome and dumb at the same time. He's got it all going on, ladies. But he stares out the window, and then I stare at him staring out the window. And sometimes I look at what he's staring at out the window. I don't get it. I don't. I guess that's his television. Dropped Luna off at school while we were driving. She noticed that my car clock is 5 minutes ahead of regular time, her phone time. And she said, "Why is your clock 5 minutes ahead?" And I said, "Because when I was young and we used to wear wrist watches, Grandpa Curtis, aka my stepdad, said, keep your clock 5 minutes ahead so you'll never be late." And I thought, okay. And that's always stuck with me. But the other thing is that in my 30 plus years since he told me that, I always look at the clock and I'm like, oh, I got 5 minutes. That's 5 minutes ahead. But I am very punctual, and I have him to thank, and my mom, of course. But speaking of which, I recently called Pupcorn, which in the Bay Area in Sacramento is the phone number you used to call. It spells out popcorn on the telephone, the rotary dial. And I called it recently down in San Diego. It was 853-1212 for whatever reason. But yeah, kids, we used to call a telephone number and then an automated lady would come on and say, at the tone, the time will be 12:37 and 10 seconds, beep. And he used to sit on there for a couple minutes. Oh, it was a rollicking good time. I recently called it for SNGs because it actually came up at my work. We were just chit-chatting about whatever. And so I call it, and lo and behold, there's an ad before you get to the time. And this ad is 40 seconds long. So in the time that you call popcorn, and try to seek out the time, you're trying to attain the time at the tone the time will be, it's 45 seconds later. What the heck, man? Ads everywhere. I made myself an appointment for a pedicure tomorrow. So tomorrow, Carolyn is getting her hair did at Hazy's in Fair Oaks Texture Salon. And I'm going to get a pedicure right next door. Her appointment's at 11. Her appointment's at 10. Mine's at 11 because they didn't have an opening at 10. But they said, we might be able to get you in early. Okay, cool. But he's writing down my information and he says, "And your name, please?" And I said, "Vince." And he goes, "Wince?" And I go, "Vince, V-I-N-C-E. Since?" "Vince, V-I-N-C-E. Shince?" "Yes. Yes, my name is Shince. Just write that down. Let's all go about our happy lives." Did some stuff around the house. I filled all the hand soap dispensers, all four of them. One in my sink, one at Carolyn's sink, kitchen sink, and then the kids' bathroom. Vacuumed until the cordless Eureka battery dies. So I did the stairs, I did Lennox's room, I did Luna's room. I was a vacuuming machine. The cordless Eureka, a godsend. The best vacuum ever, came on the recommendation of my mummy. I dusted some cabinets and tables and things that were getting a little musty. So on our fireplace mantle, we have various trinkets and Nicholas Fisher Garcia Blue memorabilia, if you will. And one of these things is a little bunny, a porcelain bunny that Luna painted. So there was this place in Rosemont. It didn't last too long. It was called Hearts of Fire. But you go in there and you pick a figurine, like, I want to paint this bunny. And it's a tiny little thing. It fits in the palm of your hand. And then you sit down at a table there, and they got a bunch of paint and all that stuff. And a nice old couple who owned it, who were running it, helped Luna. And then you paint it, and they take it, and they, like, fire it. They torch it so it stays very firm or whatever. And then you get it back, like, a week later. Got to go pick it up. But Luna had this bunny that we've held on to. It was on our mantle. And it was a bunny in a pose where it was showing off its no-no square. Its no-no square was in full display. It was giving us the old razzle-dazzle. But it's been on our mantle for years, as long as we've lived here, almost 4 years. And then today, I guess I hadn't dusted for a month, maybe a couple months. So I'm pulling everything off one by one, dusting, putting it back. And then so I grab this bunny, let's call him Thumper, or her, they Thumper, Thumper. I reach for Thumper, I pull on it, soft pull, and it's stuck to the mantle. Obviously, it's not super glued, but it didn't come off just with a gentle pull. So I put a little oomph into it, and I'm really strong. I lift, and whoo, comes right off. But the velocity at which it came off the mantle shocked me, and I choked. I guess I choked like Terrell Owens in the Big Game, and it just flew out of my hand. And landed on the floor and crushed, rip, crumbled into pieces. It's no longer with us. Rest in power, Faye Umper. So sorry to Luna, but just less clutter on the mantle is the positive. I took the trash out. Today's our trash day. Friday's our trash day. My favorite day of the week, okay? Because I love getting all of our trash out. I empty out both vacuum cleaners, our robot vacuum made by Eufy, E-U-F-Y, and our Eureka, our aforementioned Eureka. I dump those out into the trash. All Frankie's poop goes out into the waste basket, and I put it out for the trash man or woman. And I love having zero trash, like a zero inbox on your email, which is no one's ever achieved that ever. But I love having all the trash out. Fresh start, brand new day. Yeah, trash day is my favorite day of the week. I did my laundry. I got a little hungry. So I had my dentist, Martin, not the 90s sitcom star, which was bussin', by the way. Our dentist, my wife's dentist, his name is Martin Chan. And I had him, appointment 10:30. So I wasn't going to eat till after, but I got hungry hippo, 9:30-ish. So I made a Sammy, a turkey, an onion and turkey Sammy. So if you're just joining us, we buy one red onion per week. My wife dices it up and then uses 10 to 15% of it, maybe on a salad here or there, sauteing some taco meat or whatever. If she wants to throw it in something, she's whipping on up, cooking, but the other 85 to 90% of it is all mine, and I eat it raw. I raw dog that on y'all. And today I made a turkey Sammy, and I threw as much onion on it as possible, and some marinades, the mustard, mostaza in Spanish. Yeah, tons of onion, a little bit of turkey, a little bit of mayo. A little bit of, I go spicy brown mustard. My wife likes the regular, basic, plain mustard. And it was mad bussin'. So much onion, so much powerful onion that it really cleared up my sinuses, if you know what I'm saying. By the way, onion in Spanish, cebolla. I'm going to lift. I was planning to lift earlier, but I mean, look at my tasks that I've accomplished today. Didn't have time, but I will lift in a few minutes after this. fed Frankie at 9:30. So usually on a regular weekday, Monday to Friday, Len and Luna are at school, and then Carolyn and I are at work. So Frankie, the last time he eats is around 7-ish, 7 a.m.-ish. Carolyn feeds him. And then he doesn't eat because no one is around to feed him until 3 p.m.-ish, give or take, when Lennox or Luna get home. But because I'm home at 9:30, he's like, meow, meow, meow. Oh, my gosh. What if I wasn't here, Frankie Blue? What if I wasn't here? You would starve. You would have no one to whine to. Oh, it's too much. Okay. So head to my dentist. Walk in, front desk gal named Juanita. She says, hey, Vince. I'm like, hey, what's up? And I've been there once, but I've called a few times. Carolyn's been there a few times recently. But I guess Juanita is on a first name basis with the Nikolai. Love it. Love that service. Treats. So while I was waiting for a couple minutes, two female customers came in and gave Juanita treats, gave the office treats, I guess. But first gal was like, here's some bread, and it has some coconut on it. So I assume it's like a sweet bread, homemade fresh baked bread. I was like, okay. And then not 2 minutes later, another gal walked in and said, hey, here's some cookies, and they have pecans in it. Just heads up, just FYI, PSA. So I was like, wow, this place must be doing gangbusters, or really good business, really positive feeling amongst them and their customers. I hope Carolyn can make some lemon blueberry loaf for Martin Chan's oficina. And then, so the price.
And oop.
So just confirm with Juanita, hey, how much am I paying today? So originally when they did the pre-authorization with Delta Dental, I got an email saying, Delta Dental saying, your cost is going to be $246. And I think, okay, for a deep cleaning, I guess that's a fair price. I have no idea. And then Carolyn called for me because I was working a couple weeks ago just to verify what my cost was. And then they told her $163. I was like, okay. And then today, Juanita rung me up for when all services were rendered for $93. So what the heck? Never mind girl math. How about American healthcare math? It doesn't make sense. It's wild. It's wild. I put some gel in my hair beforehand, and then right away, my deep cleaning lady messed up my hair. Just sometimes it's just not worth it. So I had a lovely gal named Shelly, and so she's like, okay, I'm gonna numb you up. And I'm like, all right. A couple years ago, 2 years ago, I had a deep cleaning, and the lady who did my deep cleaning, she had a syringe, and she gave me about 20 shots to various parts of my mouth and gums, and it was not fun. So Sherry says, all right, we're gonna numb you up. And I was like, all right, let's do this, girl. And I said, just please, say if there's 20 hits to the dome, how about on number 17 you just say, we're almost there, three more to go, just so I know there's an end point, because it's painful. It's not fun. It's no bueno. But she said, oh no, I have this tool. It's different. You don't need a syringe. You don't need a needle. I have this tool. You'll hear a click. You might feel a tiny pinch, but that's it. And I was like, okay, Shelly. And so, yeah, lo and behold, I hear a click. I hear a couple clicks, click, click. She used it at various times. Zero pain, a pinch, maybe a couple times. But I was like, this thing is freaking magic. What wizardry, what sorcery do you possess? Thanks, Shelly. But it turns out that whatever it was squirting out, whatever liquid it was into my mouth, not good. It tasted like iodine with a splash of turpentine. No, I did not like it, but it was so much preferable to a freaking 4-inch needle into my mouth repeatedly. The entire operation, the entire deep cleaning today was like night and day compared to the Dr. Mengele operation I had a couple years ago. It was like I went into Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah, it was bad. And I mean, after the process and after the whole operation, blah blah blah, it was fine. But in the midst of it, during it, oh, terrifying, terrifying. And then, oh, so like the little sucker thing, like constantly, because the moisture or whatever, the water in your mouth that you naturally secrete, and they stick it in your mouth, close your mouth, and then yeah, you're completely dry. I like it when they just like they don't put it back in its little holding thing, its little holder. They just hang it on the side of your mouth sometimes, and it's like, oh, okay. That's fine. It's like when you're washing your car and you're like, okay, I need to hose off the windows, turn on the hose them off, shh, turn off the hose. Oh, I need to hose off the front grill, turn on the hose. After a while, you're just like, I'll just leave the hose on the entire time. Then you get your water bill. Oh, who was taking 45-minute showers and wasting 3,800 gallons of water? It was mostly she was scraping, she was using that scraping tool and it wasn't like nails on a chalkboard. It was more like pushing down, grabbing hold of a razor, pushing down on it, keeping constant pressure on it, and sliding it slowly across a mirror. Like how you used to do cocaine. Just kidding. I've never done cocaine off a mirror with a razor, but I have watched lots of 80s movies. Okay? Big Lights, Big City, Bright Lights, Big City, Michael J. Fox, Kiefer Sutherland. A classic. Bret Easton Ellis, author, creator, originator. And then one more thing about the hose. It's like, I felt like a bunny in its cage where they have the upside down water bottle like strapped to the side of his cage, and you see the bunny go up there and go, that's what it makes you feel like. Shelly did not give me sunglasses today, like how some dentists they give you the big gigantic oversized sunglasses and you feel like a woman at the side of a pool in Florida in her 70s. Didn't get that today, but I like that. I keep my eyes closed because I don't want to stare. I don't want to stare into her eyes. I don't want her staring into my eyes. Concentrate on my teeth. Concentrate on my teeth, girl. A few times, her instruments like, please, mom, don't cancel. Don't get upset. Don't call Martin Chan, mom. But a few times, just her instruments, her tools clanged against my teeth, like she was pulling her hand out of my mouth or putting her hand into my mouth, and then the metal instrument went clang, bing, bong. And I said, "Well, Shelly, sorry, my teeth got in the way there." I heard Shelly's stomach growl a few times. I like it when they get really close to you, like when your dentist gets right up in there and you can hear their stomach growl. Shelly, did you skip lunch? And if so, point me to the break room and I'll have a ham and cheese on rye with your name written all over it. Chapstick is a must before because your lips do get dry. My lips get dry. My full, pouty, thick, luscious lips. So I did chapstick up beforehand. And on the radio, the only places that still listen to the radio, dentist offices, am I right? They played Extreme More Than Words, which, fun fact, back in seventh grade, my friend Tyson Boers, he played the guitar. And I don't know how it came about, but at one point, this girl, Carrie Willow, I had a crush on. And so we came up with this idea that I was going to serenade Carrie Willow. We were going to record it on tape. He was going to play the guitar, and I was going to sing More Than Words to her. We rehearsed several times, by the way, me and Tyson Bohrs in his tiny bedroom on his tiny twin bed. Him strumming and me, now that I've tried, yeah. Really need to know more than words. It never came to fruition. I never had the cojones to actually pull it off and record it. But yeah, it's a peek into my life, my history. Also played on the radio, Lisa Loeb, Stay, which when I did karaoke way back in the day, was a staple for me. Because you talk about a buff, half-Asian man singing his heart out, his guts out to Lisa Loeb on the mic. It was a sight to see. You said you caught me because you want me, and one day you let me go. You try to give away, keep it, or keep me because you know you're just so scared to lose. Alrighty, well, I'm done with the dentist. I'm gonna head to the gym. I'm gonna lift. I'm really strong. I'm really buff. I lift, and then I'm gonna pick Luna up at 3:30. It's been rain. It was like pouring when I got done with Martin, but then it stopped, and it started pouring again, and it stopped. It's not raining right now, but. The weather has been cantankerous, to say the least. But I'm going to go lift now, pick Luna up, and then after that, I'm going to drink beer and play Xbox until my wife gets home, and our weekend will proceed. Shelly, a lovely gal, she asked me what I was doing this weekend, and I just didn't want to engage. I said, we're not sure yet. And she said, oh, I love those weekends where you don't have anything on the agenda, on the task, on the to-do list. Sure, Shelly. Just because you're about to chainsaw into my mouth. Like, what kind of conversation are you expecting to have? But Luna, sorry, Carolyn, my wife is getting her hair did tomorrow. Pedicure for me. We're going to go to Trader Joe's, which is right across the street. Then Sunday. It's going to be a fun day. It's free museum day in Sacramento. A bunch of museums participate. Happens once every few months. And you get to pick from 20-ish museums, and you get a free ticket to go to any museum. And it's first come, first serve. So Carolyn was ready to roll on the website. And we're going to the Sacramento History Museum in Old Sacramento. And then we're going to eat on the Delta King, which is a giant boat that never goes anywhere. But there's a hotel on there. There's like a formal, fancy white tablecloth restaurant on there. And then we're going to the Bar and Grill, which is less formal and just someplace. And they serve fries. So L&L, a.k.a. Lennox and Luna, will be satiated and content. And yeah, it's gonna give us below deck vibes. And I'm gonna have a light beer and a salad because I'm on track to look good for my mom, who we're going to. Carolyn and I are headed down to San Diego in less than 2 weeks. We're gonna spread my dad's ashes and have a grand old time and hang out with my mom because I haven't seen her since last September, August. I love you, Mom. I'm on my way. Okay, that's it. Take care. Brush your hair.
And oop.
Okay, so addendum. This morning, the Newsies soundtrack came to my head, and the Spotify algorithm, AI, whatever, started playing old school movie soundtracks. Mary Poppins came on. It's a jolly holiday with you, but bussin'. Love that soundtrack. Love that song. Love that movie. Going back to my dentist, for the past 30 years of my life, at the end of every single dentist appointment, they always say, Do you use a manual toothbrush or electric? Manual. Oh, well, I would suggest getting an electric toothbrush. For decades, this has been going on. Are they in the pocket of Big Waterpik, Big Philips, Big Electric Toothbrush, Big Procter and Gamble? I mean, where does it end? I would like to see your books. Open your books and let me see the donations from various toothbrush manufacturers, because I believe you're in the pocket of them. Okay, I don't take my toothbrush suggestions from no Procter and Gamble, Lackey, or no Colgate, yes man or woman. So she's talking to me about my teeth and dental care, blah blah blah. She's like, are you a firm brusher? And I said, well, I do lift, I'm really strong. But yes, I tend to press onto my gums when I brush, and sometimes they bleed, but it's the only way I can feel something. Shelly, do you understand what I'm saying? And then also for decades, you need to go softer and angle the bristles to the top of your gums and go gentle. No. Mom, please don't call Martin Chan's office and complain. And please don't report him to the ADA. Shelly was a lovely gal, and she just got a little reckless with her tools, with her instruments. At least it wasn't with the syringe, okay? At least she didn't poke a needle into my cheek accidentally. So I've been hanging out with Frankie all day, taking pictures of him, sending them to L and L and C. Luna, Lennox, Carolyn. There's too many L's. There's too many L's in their names, okay? Like earlier, I said Luna and I meant Carolyn. Oh, it's just, it's madness. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. And all their birthdays are within like a month of each other, anyways. But taking a heck of pictures of Frankie, sending them to the group family chat. I'm getting a pedicure tomorrow. Frankie Blue Nicholas needs a pedicure too. Them dogs, them nails, getting a little long in the tooth. I was just joking about doing cocaine on a mirror with a razor. No. All the cocaine in my life I've done out of a vial or on a dresser with a rolled up dollar bill like a grown up. Okay, that's it. See ya. Peace out.